Under the agreement on Senate Bill 178, the House and Senate will provide $50 million to visit Florida and move its expiration date to June 30, 2020. While lower than the $76 million Governor Ron DeSantis requested, it is higher than the Republican-led House initially proposed. House Speaker Jose Oliva is one of Visit Florida's most vocal critics.
The governor's office has expressed a desire to have it continue to go forward so that he would have the opportunity to make an assessment of his own of how unnecessary it is. Obviously, it's something that the governor wants to see. It's something that he wants to be able to assess, and we want to be supportive of him.
Oliva and other House leaders have questioned whether a state tourism agency is necessary. House Majority Leader Jay Trumbull and others point to a secret $1 million promotion deal with rapper Pitbull that they view as reckless spending.
The reality is where maybe they have not done things in the past where we've hashed those out, but we have to separate this out as a body in our conversations as we go back and forth with the Senate, that we focus on issues as it relates to tourism marketing.
Visit Florida has since come under new leadership with Dana Young, the new president and CEO. She points to the state of Colorado defunding its tourism and marketing agency several years ago, which sent billions of dollars in tourism spending to neighboring states.
Utah increased their tourism marketing budget and their market share increased dramatically. So I would think that Georgia, Texas, South Carolina, Alabama, they are cheering this decision because it's going to increase their market share at the detriment of Florida taxpayers.
More than 126 million people visited the Sunshine State last year when Visit Florida's budget was $76 million, and they bring their wallets, spending $112 billion in 2016.
I am optimistic. I'm familiar with this process. Members are still talking. This is very much still in play, so we're just going to continue making sure that people understand the positive impact that Visit Florida has on the economy.
They're like the band leader in the state. They're the ones that really pull everyone together in the state to talk with commonality and messaging.
Steve Hayes is president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. While not receiving any direct funding from Visit Florida, he says the supplementary help provided to local tourism would have taken a hit had Visit Florida been scrapped.
When you look at some of the advertising opportunities out there, Visit Florida may have a co-op where the cost for us is lower to participate than if we went and bought it on its own. We could probably go in there on our own, but that cost would be greater, which means it would limit other things that we go through and do.
Opponents also claim that funding Visit Florida is a misuse of tax dollars. They believe the state's reputation as a tourism hotspot is enough to entice travelers. In other words, Florida sells itself.
I would also ask legislators that have their own businesses, if they feel that you don't need to do the advertising, the marketing, people will just find them naturally, do they go through and cut the advertising in their own business?
Rather than just throw money to the wind, Hayes credits Visit Florida for being meticulous with a buck.
The $76 million is what they've had the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. And one of the things that I commend Visit Florida on, they take a look at their messaging and they go back through research and they can document what they're doing, the things that they're involved in, what is that return on investment?
Proponents of Visit Florida point in part to its ability to counter negative media attention when areas have been impacted by disasters, such as Hurricane Michael and the red tide outbreak last year. The agency has also sent out a video declaring Visit Florida driving visitation year-round, generating $2.15 for each dollar invested, according to the agency. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.